In light of our latest market data, we remain confident that oil demand will be resilient once the effects of COVID-19 diminish. And what we see now in API and U.S. Energy Information Administration data is an imbalance between oil demand and supply. Even though this is largely a demand-driven problem, most of the policy solutions that are being discussed, including by the Texas Railroad Commission, target supply instead. To best position the U.S. for a strong transition back, we strongly recommend the Commission not intervene in the market and limit oil production in the state. The Commission's own data on all producing wells in the state indicate that a government mandate or OPEC-style production quota is unlikely to improve market conditions. Indeed, proration that spreads the proverbial pain differently than a competitive market outcome would make Texas less globally competitive. And since prorationing wouldn't apply to the smallest fields, the effect would curtail the largest and most efficient wells, basins, and producers. This would disproportionately harm producers in the Midland and Eagle Ford basins and potentially jeopardize the state's long-term oil well productivity. While the U.S. will have a role in oil market rebalancing, it should involve market forces that, by their very nature, can provide positive incentives for efficient outcomes. Proposals to mimic OPEC, to prorate in a discriminatory way across producers, or to implement government price controls would instead be a major setback. America needs Texas to be prepared to ramp back quickly, and prorationing production now would sell Texas and the rest of the nation short.